Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. I am a 31-year-old man. I work at a petrol station. I live with a couple of mates in a house. It's okay. It's a bit shabby, but it's all right. Every day at work, I get attention from women coming in. Older and younger. I've always been popular with the women. Good for you. I know I'm attractive. And I go to the gym quite a lot. I was dating a girl for 4 years and we broke up about a year ago. The attention I would get would annoy her. Although, that is now why we broke up. Anyway, I'm back on the apps and I'm trying to meet someone. I'd like to try and have a relationship again. The thing is, no one is interested. As soon as I say I work at a petrol station, they either ghost me or the conversation just fades out. A couple of times, I've gotten a date. But to be honest, the girls are always very standoffish. I'm starting to really get paranoid that my job isn't good enough. I never thought about it before, but it's almost as if in the years I was in a relationship, the rest of the world got obsessed with careers. And is this something I need to worry about? I'm happy enough in my job. I clock in and clock out and get my money. The boss also gives me a bit of free petrol sometimes too. The boss gives him a bit of free petrol sometimes. It's like a perk of the job. What do you think? Paul, don't say my name. Look, by the way, if you're sending us in an email, don't say your name and then put at the bottom, P.S. Don't say my name. Because you've just given us your name. I've just read it out. I'm not going to read 10 lines ahead. So at the very start of your email, put don't say my name. Paul. Thanks, Paul. Now, is it okay to judge someone based on their job when you are dating? You know, do you judge people based on their job? I mean, if you were going out looking to hook up with somebody for a relationship and they were 40 years of age or 31 years of age, no matter how good looking they were, if they were packing shelves, for example, and I don't mean that to be, I don't mean to be disparaging towards people who pack shelves. You know, I mean, there are people out there who have jobs, who are minimum wage jobs, and that's what they do, and fair play to them. Right. But is that for you? Because I heard before from women, no, I'm looking for a man who has more of a future than that. He has, you know, visions of doing better. So how would you feel? Do you, when you date somebody or when you're with somebody, does it matter what they do for a living? The number is 087-188-0008. Vanya, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Vanya?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Vanya, does it matter what somebody does for a living?
Not at all. I probably would be a bit more judgy if the person didn't work at all for no specific reason, you know.
Oh, like, okay, they were on the dole. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a reason to be ashamed. Some people have, you know, complicated and difficult phases in their lives, and they probably have to go on the dole for a certain amount of time, obviously. But I'd probably judge if the person would stay on the dole for the last 2 or 3 years with capacity to full work and just, you know, using that as an excuse or whatever. But I wouldn't judge anyone's profession at all.
No.
I think it's important that you work, you have your wages, you have, you have a way of living. I think that's to praise. Regardless of what you do, whether it's in a coal mine or, you know, or in a hospital or whatever. And I think it's wrong to do that as well, you see.
But is it sometimes when you meet somebody who, you know, works in a garage as this guy does, right? Or pack shelves or whatever it is, right? That you're saying to yourself, yeah, Jesus, he's 30. Is he not doing a bit more with his life? You know, he must be doing, you know, has he not got a bit of ambition?
He might have ambition and he might just be on that job for a short period of time.
He seems to be happy there. He seems happy in that job.
But if he's happy there, that's fine, because that's important too. Like, if you are in a job that you're not happy, you end up bringing that unhappiness to your partner at home, you know. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't, if you are happy with what you do, even though you don't get promotions or anything like that, but if you're happy, I think that counts a lot, because mental health has been such a hot topic these days. It is so important to love what you do. And even if it's just, I don't know, as you say, the shell job, you know, it doesn't really matter. Once you're happy, once you're having
your... And you have a great outlook in life, Vanya, but I've spoken to girls in the office here today and I asked, purposely went out of my way to ask a few of them, and maybe they're all very shallow in here, I don't know, but they all said, yes, it's an important thing. The person's occupation is important, that they don't want to be with somebody who has no ambition.
I beg to differ. I really do. I think it's important to have a job, to have a way of living, because when you pick a partner, if you want to build a family, you need to be sure that you're going to have some support financially while you're off work, and you need to know that someone is going to be there with you to bring up this child, because it's really expensive to have children.
Yeah, but if somebody has no ambition and they're permanently in a low-paying job, you know, they're going to be permanently with no ambition to do any better for themselves. Well, that's part of it as well, because, okay, I don't want to suggest that men are the providers, because those days, that ship has sailed. But people need to have, you know, good financial backing if they want to raise a family.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. But I think not working, it's definitely worse. And who knows?
Oh, no, it is worse not to be working, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
But who knows, some of these people might get that, you know, they might become parents one day and they might get that little push for them to go further. It doesn't, I'm not saying that it happens, but it can happen, because they say, okay, I have a child now, I need to provide this and that and the other. So it might be the incentive that they need to actually get promotion or search for something high paid. Because I know a lot of cases like that. I know I have a very dear friend who was working for ages in Accenture as a cashier, and he refused all the proposals that he had for manager. And once he had kids, he actually is a very high-paid job at the moment in a factory, and think life is going well for him. But he just needed that little incentive. And I think that has for us to do the partner that you have. If you have a partner that pushes you towards that, you can also raise those high expectations at some stage, because you see your partner career focused and having a nice career, and maybe you kind of go, okay, I want that for myself as well. Now, if that doesn't happen, once the person is happy, I think it's so important, if you are right in your head and your mental health is absolutely outstanding, that's also happy, and that's also a big support for the person. I know what you mean.
Well, do me a favor, stay there, Vanya, for a second. Let me go to Sarah as well before I go to the break. Sarah, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.
Hi, how are things?
Good. Sarah, does it matter what somebody does for a living?
Me personally, not. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, a job's a job. And
well, it's not really. Some jobs are better than others. Some pay more than others. Some have more of a future than others.
They do, but I mean, if you're out working, it wouldn't bother me at all. But I had a cousin, I remember, years and years ago, and he owned his own business and everything, but a good-looking bloke. When he'd go out to the pubs and women hitting on him, he used to say he was a dustbin driver.
Why did he say that?
Just to see
how shallow they were.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. I get the point you're making, yeah. So in other words, he didn't want to let them know he had a few quid.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it, yeah.
Me personally, no. If they're working, it wouldn't bother me what job, once they were making some type of an effort to contribute.
I spoke about this going back about 4 or 5 months ago. There was research out at the time, and the research had suggested that men really don't care what women do for a living or whether they have a job when they meet them, right? But whereas women do. Now, I can't remember the exact statistics on it. And I remember at the time we were talking about it, and I think Aisling, my producer, at the time we were talking about it as well, and she even said the same thing, that they're not going to go out with guys. Now, I'm not quoting her, by the way, but they're not going to go out with guys who are losers, guys who have no future, guys who are not focused on their career, guys who don't have ambition. That most women want a man with ambition.
I do understand that, but you don't know their background, where they came from, anything like that. And maybe they weren't given the, like your program there yesterday about education and everything. Maybe they were just in a situation where it wasn't freely available, where they just couldn't get a step ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that. Yeah. You're right about what we talked about yesterday. There are individuals in society, unfortunately, they were given the short straw.
They shouldn't be judged for that at all. Like,
okay.
And just to your previous caller and your producer, Happy Women's Day.
Ah, Happy Women's Day. Vanya, Happy Women's Day.
Thank you so much.
Should I play another woman-y song?
Oh, I think sure, so.
Yeah, okay, I'll play another woman-y song here. Sisters are doing it for themselves. What a great song, by the way. That was Annie Lennox, wasn't it? And Dave Stewart. Are you both you ladies doing it for yourself?
Absolutely.
Definitely. 100%.
By the way, can I ask both of you, just in relation to International Women's Day, do you think we're nearly at a point, or are we at a point, where women don't feel hard done by anymore? Do you understand? I mean, from a career point of view, from an opportunities point of view, from an educational point of view, do you believe we're at that point yet?
Not in Ireland, I don't think so.
No?
Well, no, not in Ireland. I think certain countries where the women are still nearly punished for being women, but not in Ireland. I don't feel that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm in a very female-dominated profession anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless of that, I think opportunities can be quite equal. I think we should look into the person's skills rather than the gender.
Yeah. Okay. So you think here in Ireland, equality is working well?
I think it is. From my point of view, from my experiences, which of course it could be different for everyone, but I don't have any complaints.
Sarah, do you think we're at that point in Ireland where equality is working well?
I'm on the total opposite side. I am in a male-orientated job. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
And for the last, I think, 10, 15 years, there's been a massive change. Women are now able to go out and do trades for themselves where it was never available. I think there's been massive changes in equality, and it's fantastic.
Okay. I worked with the, many, many years ago, one of my very first gigs in a hotel as a residency as a DJ. I was about 19 years of age. And the manager of the hotel was the first woman in Ireland to get a HGV license.
Fantastic.
And that just goes to show you, that wasn't that long ago. It would have been 1983, 4. So it wasn't really that long ago. When you think about it, that's bizarre. She was the first woman to have a HGV license.
And I was just talking to friends lately, and they were saying how they remember in school that they would have loved to have done mechanics courses and everything, and hairdressing, beautician, or childcare. That's what was available for.
Yeah, you were kind of just expected to go into one of those things, weren't you?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know women do gravitate towards caring industries. You know, and men do gravitate towards physical industries. I understand that. That's just the natural way because of the physicality of our bodies as well. But in saying that, there is opportunities there, I think, for women in both, and there's opportunities for men to go into both as well. Listen, I have to go into a break. I'm going way over time. Vanya, Sarah, it's interesting talking to you, both of you, by the way. We kind of slipped into something else. Sure.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let me go to Libby. Libby, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Libby?
How you doing, Niall? A big congratulations to you and your wife, Karen.
Oh, thank you very much, Libby.
And I wish you years and years of happiness.
Ah, you're very good. Thank you very much indeed.
I mean that. About the jobs.
Yeah. So would you... What? I mean, I don't know if you're in the dating game, Libby.
I'm not.
No.
I couldn't give a damn,
to be honest, anymore.
No. I learned it from my husband, so I thought, give me a bit of tranquility.
Yeah, more trouble than they're worth, really, Libby, aren't they?
You are.
Yeah. So
listen, as to jobs, I don't care what type of job a person does. At least they're working now.
Yeah, that's important, isn't it?
And it don't matter. Ambition, look, you get up in the morning, you go to your job, that's it.
Yeah.
But, now, I hate fish, and I hate the smell of fish.
Okay. So if they were a fishmonger, you might have a problem.
No offense to fishmongers, but...
I have to be honest, I kind of agree with you, Libby. I do agree with you on the fish thing. The smell of fish is vile.
You know, him coming through the front door when he's finished work, instead of greeting him with a kiss, I think I puke on top of him.
You'd be sending him straight up to the shower.
Oh, yuck, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, I couldn't deal with somebody who works in the sewers.
Oh, Jesus, stop.
I'm just saying, Libby. Yeah, I don't think you could deal with it. I wouldn't be able to deal with that either.
No, I wouldn't. I'm a bit funny about smells.
Yeah, I'm the same when it comes to smells. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I never thought of the sores. Yeah. Oh, yuck.
Do you ever cook fish in the house? When you cook, you know, when you grill fish, the smell goes all over the house. It's dreadful.
Yeah, but no, it's more when I'm at a restaurant and somebody picks chowder.
Oh,
and
right,
sitting beside me.
Yeah.
I get the...
Yeah. All right, here's an odd one, right? Vinegar. Now,
I love that.
Yeah, but here's the, when I go to the chipper, right, and they say salt and vinegar, I say yes, and I get salt and vinegar on my chips. But if I make chips at home, you know, with a burger or something like that, and somebody else puts vinegar on it beside me on the table, the smell, it gets right into me. I can't deal with it. I can't even breathe. Isn't that bizarre?
Really? It is a strong smell, but I mean...
But once I'm eating it, it's okay. But if somebody else is eating it beside me, I can't deal with the smell.
That's amazing.
Mm. And we all have our little things, don't we? Our little fads,
we
Libby.
We definitely do, and I have more than little things.
And Libby, are you married yourself? Were you, or?
I'm divorced.
Oh, good for
you. That's why. Yeah. Thank you. And plus, I'm the type of person where I prefer to see the person in person.
Okay.
I'm not one of those dating sites type of people.
Okay, but do you go on a few dates?
Not really.
No, you don't bother.
I've loads of male friends, to be honest. Well,
right.
I went wild enough when I left my husband, so I've calmed down
now. Okay, so you made up for a bit of lost time, did you?
I was, darling, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not really into it. I have loads of male friends. Yeah, we go out together and that, but that's it.
Yeah. Oh, you're probably right. Just isn't it probably more trouble than it's worth for you?
Oh, well, there's loads of lovely guys out there as well, you know.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the texts. Somebody says, is Libby available? Well, actually, what they said is Libby on the game. That's not what he means. Is Libby available? She sounds like a lovely woman.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you available, Libby? Are you making yourself available if people are interested? I don't mean, I'm not trying to sell you here now or anything like that. You know, I'm just asking.
Look, I'm available if the right person comes along that has respect for me and all of that. Just small things I'll ask for.
Mm. Okay. Okay, well, hang on for a second. Let me just go to Laura as well. Laura, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Laura?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
Now, are you in New York City?
Oh, my God. You didn't put me on the radio.
We did. Yeah, you're on the radio. She just put you on.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Yes, I'm in New York City.
Right, okay, this is bizarre that you're actually... You've heard Libby. She doesn't care about what career some bloke has. All she cares about is he's a bloke, and once he's working, it doesn't matter. And as long as he's not a fishmonger.
Hang on a minute. This is the problem. I can't hear the station because you guys aren't uploading the podcast.
Because, oh, right, okay. On the website. They're on the website. So, by the way, I've just been told... You're listening. You've just moved. You're listening to Joe Duffy instead.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus, Libby. What's going on here?
That's
Laura, go to the website. Every podcast is on the website.
I go into my podcast app every day and there's nothing there.
Well, go to the website.
Okay,
ClassicHits.ie and you'll find them all there. But heaven forbid you have to go and listen to Joe Duffy.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Do you like Joe? He's a nice guy, Laura.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, Libby, you like Joe, don't you, Libby?
I just like listening to your radio station, but my mom used to go nuts, bless her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, God, I'm fed up on this Joe Duffy show. People whinging and everything.
But that's what people do on the radio all the time. Laura, seems you're on now. You've got about 60 seconds. Is there anything you'd like to whinge about?
Oh, my God. It takes a lot longer than 60 seconds.
All right. And what has you in New York City?
I've been living here this 23 years.
Oh, okay. Did you go over did you go over for love or did you go over for career?
No, you go over for a two-week holiday.
And you just didn't come back.
Pretty much, yeah.
I know loads of people have done that. Go to America, go on holidays. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
And did you?
In 2 weeks.
And did you fall in love while you were over there then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a long story.
It's not very secretive, isn't it? Do you want to say hello? Do you remember Gabe Warren years ago used to ring people in America and say, do you want to say hello to any of your friends in Ireland?
Oh yeah, no. If anyone hears me now, they'll be like, what the hell are you doing on the radio?
Well, look, the answer to your question, Laura, is go to the website, classichits.ie, and you'll find single podcast there of every show. All right, including this one, which you'll be now on.
Oh my God, Marto. Okay.
She still can't kick the Irish to the head of a woman. Thanks, Laura. See ya.
Oh
bye.
My God, okay.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's Classic.